More Idaho Matters right now. Back in the 1950s and 60s, towns across the American West were destroyed or relocated to make way for major hydraulic projects like the Hoover Dam. These towns were essentially drowned by the reservoirs and rivers that replaced them. Well, Bob Reinhardt is a history professor at Boise State, and he has started a research project to collect oral histories of these drowned towns in Idaho. His research is being funded by a grant from Brigham Young University's Western Studies program. Bob, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. It's an honor to be here.
So I have to ask, how did you first get interested in this project? And this is the first time that I've ever known about this.
Well, it's been stewing in my brain for about 15 years. When I was a master's student, I did a thesis on this area in Oregon. One of the communities there was one of these drowned towns, Detroit, Oregon. And I really got interested in that community. My career sort of took a couple of different loops around. But since coming to Boise State 3 years ago, I've had some headspace to be able to start thinking about this again. And with this grant from the Charles Redd Center at Brigham Young University, I'd really be able to get into it, starting with a focus on the Snake River.
Right. So there are towns right here in Idaho that were either destroyed or physically relocated, correct?
That's right. And I think the one that people probably are most familiar with, if they know of any, is American Falls, which now sits in a different location than where it was formerly. And some people might have picked up a couple of years ago, there was an article run in the Baker City Herald about a town called Robinette, which was on the Oregon-Idaho border. And that was inundated by Brown Lee Dam, one of Idaho Power's three Hells Canyon dams. So there are places like that. And when I recently got this grant and the news about this grant, I've had a lot of people contact me saying things like, "Oh, do you know about this place? And what about this place? Have you thought about this town?" And that's actually part of the reason for getting this grant. And what I'm hoping to do in this first stage of the grant is really just try to find out where these places are, because many of them are passing from memory into myth. And for me as a historian, it's really important to try to recover these lost stories and to try to understand what happened to these communities, why it happened, and how the people that lived there responded. That's the thing I'm really most interested in, is how the people that were living in these places, how they responded to the destruction of their homes.
Right. And so you said it's going to be like an oral history that you're collecting. Now, have you started this yet, or how is that working?
Well, oral history is going to be one really important part of the project, because the idea of the whole thing eventually is called an Atlas of Drowned Towns. And it's going to be not just about the Snake, but about the many other river systems in the American West. But I'm going to start with the Snake. And one of the things that's kind of a challenge with a project like this is many of these communities obviously were pretty small. It's not like there's a big archival record, although there are materials out there in the archives of the various agencies that were involved in building these dams. But a lot of the information that we need to be able to understand these places are from people that lived there or, sadly, unfortunately, now we're having to rely on descendants of these places who heard stories from their parents that lived in these locations. I myself, when I mentioned earlier, Detroit, Oregon, which is actually now a chapter in a book that just came out for me. One of my connections to that place is I married into a family from that area.
Really?
And my wife's grandmother, I got the opportunity to sit down with her and sort of say, "So tell me what life was like in Detroit." And she'd talk about, on Saturday nights, there was always a dance up at the hot springs and I would get dressed up and so forth. And it's through these oral histories that you're able to sort of, I was about to say resurrect, but really recreate these communities and what life was like there.
And like you said, though, that it goes into myth, right? If you don't write this down. Mm-hmm. And what are you hoping to do with your research? How are you hoping it will be used once you collect all of this information and data?
Yeah. Well, one of those things, so I have a really soft spot in my heart for rural communities and small marginalized places like this, which I think are often sort of undervalued in terms of their contribution to who we are and their histories. And I think just one of the objectives of this project is to value the history of these communities, to say, yeah, I know they were wiped off the face of the earth, but that doesn't mean that they were somehow less than home for these people. In fact, they were very much home for these people. So somehow getting a sense of the value of these places. I think also it might help us to understand a little bit more about what it means, what home means to us. You know, I think one of the really interesting paradoxes in the history of the American West is the combination of placemaking, you know, sort of coming, settling down, building a farm, setting roots, planting, you know, fruit trees, but also the idea of placelessness, you know, the idea of emigration, constantly on the move in the American West. And I think you see both of those things come together in these drowned towns. And being able to explore that, I think, is really interesting for me as a scholar. And then sort of, you know, we can think about practical implications in the present and the near future. The displacement of communities is not going to stop. Unfortunately, with climate change, I think the displacement of communities is only going to increase. And how are we going to understand these places and the value that people have in them so that we can approach this really challenging problem of moving people from their homes?
Yeah. I think this is fascinating, Bob, and good luck with all of the research. Would love to have you come back on again once you've done more of this. So please keep in touch with us. We've been talking with Bob Reinhardt. He is a history professor at Boise State. He's studying the small Idaho towns that were drowned by hydroelectric projects back in the 50s and 60s. Thanks so much for your time today.
Well, thank you. It was a great pleasure. Thanks.